The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Who's the most rules-bound individual on my team? Eric's a bit of a rebel. Mr. G is Mr. G. But Mr. Proper is the professor. Am I right, Shad?
It's true. Not a thing out of place on this show, I promise.
So I'm going to have to put in a request in triplicate. Get the forms filled. We had Second Amendment Friday. We had amazing guests, topped by Mr. Mark Krebs of Krebs Custom Kalashnikovs. But I want to talk about guns. Can I do it in the third hour? Is that permitted?
You know, I normally would say no.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
But it's Friday, man. You can do whatever you want. It's your
show. It's Friday. There you go. It's the Friday exemption. And it's good news, guys. We want to give you good news as well as swamp news. This is from TheBlaze.com, Paul Sacker. Permitless carry of a handgun in Texas, nearly law after Senate passes, quote, constitutional carry bill. So for those of you who are not into the lingo of the Second Amendment, constitutional carry is the descriptor for those states who say, yeah, we've got a constitution with the Second Amendment. You don't need a permit to carry a gun, concealed or otherwise. New Hampshire has constitutional carry. More than a dozen states have constitutional carry. And now, what took so long? It's Texas. The Texas Senate passed a bill that would allow citizens to carry handguns, the requirement of a permit, paving the way for a Second Amendment victory in the Lone Star State. Quote, HB 1927 would recognize the United States Constitution, novel, as our permit to carry and allow all law-abiding adults age 21 or older to carry a handgun for the protection of themselves or their families in public places in a holster without the requirement of a state-issued license. So no Mexican carry, guys. You can't just stuff it in your waistband, okay? You can't do that. You got to have a holster, all right? That is a quote from State Senator Charles Schwetner. The bill was passed by the Senate in an 18-13 vote. Who are those 13 Texas senators? Are you kidding me? 13-18? Less impressive. After 6 hours of debate, is it in the Constitution? Is the Second Amendment in the Constitution or isn't it? That should have been a 3-second debate. And now returns to the House, which passed similar legislation earlier this year. If it passes this time, it goes straight to Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who says he will sign the legislation. Finally, come on, Texas. We need you to be Texas. All right. We're going to get to your calls, and there's some special guests. But I saw an amazing video, which apparently I'd seen before, but had forgotten. I had a Biden moment. But Mr. G said, hey, I know those guys. Describe the video, because you have a personal collection. What is this emporium? What's the company? And what are they doing, Mr. G?
By the way, I like that text. I didn't know what you were saying at first. And you said, I'm going Biden.
I'm going Biden. I forgot that you told me this story a year ago or something.
But that's a good saying. basically what this is.
Not if you're the one going Biden, but carry on.
All right. You sent me a video. It's Mission Barbecue, which is very popular around where I am in Annapolis, Maryland. I think they may have started there, but they're all over the country now. But at if you go into any of their restaurants at 12 o'clock, everybody stops, they stand up, and they do the national anthem.
And this video, it's beautiful. The staff, hands on their hearts. Everybody, the patrons, stand up from the tables at Mission Barbecue. One of them must have been a vet because he saluted as they sung the national anthem. It was chilling. And anyway, what did you say about these guys? Not only is the food amazing.
Yeah, I said that's why they actually catered my daughter's first-year-old birthday.
But how did they deliver the food?
Because I live on the water. They came up to the dock. They have an old Coast Guard boat. It's
come on, guys. Can we just have more of this? Can we have our birthday, our kids' birthday parties catered by Coast Guard cutters? Well, at least, you know, little dirigibles or something. Too cool. And the food is excellent. Mission BBQ. Mission Barbecue. You didn't pay for an ad, but you're cool anyway because you're patriots. And I was thinking about this today. We don't need anything more than that. That is the antidote to the left. That is our natural immune system response. Imagine if every business that wanted its employees to prosper, wanted its neighbors to prosper, wanted everyone in America to be safe who is an American, stopped at midday and played the national anthem and sang the national anthem. I believe it would have a knock-on effect like ripples through the soul of our country. If people just took a stand by standing for the national anthem as they go about their day. We need a spiritual rebirth for this nation. And we need to start it ourselves. That's what we did in 1776. We didn't wait for somebody. It wasn't George Washington's idea. It wasn't Thomas Jefferson's idea. And thank you, by the way. We have unpacked Victor and Elizabeth, my TJ bobblehead. It's awesome. Question is, where do I put it on the shelf? Who do I have to remove? We'll have that discussion later. But it wasn't the founding fathers. It was Americans who said, enough is enough. And changed their destiny forever. It's what BLM is trying to achieve in undermining, in sabotaging Americans' belief in themselves. Denude 1776, remove from it all the trappings of history, geopolitics, King George, the Boston Tea Party. It's about one thing, that you, made in the image of God, have your destiny in your own hands. That is what the left denies. You are a victim. You must be dependent. Others must shape your future. No. That is un-American. You shape your future. That's the American way. So God bless Mission Barbecue. I think I know where I'm getting taken out this weekend. Let's go to your calls. James, line 3. Welcome to America First.
Dr. Gorka, good afternoon.
Hi.
I would like your opinion, sir, on the incident yesterday at Portland.
Where oh, my gosh. Where the
insurgents were stopping vehicles with weapons and attacking individuals that got caught up in their quote-unquote protest, as well as the day prior, sir, on the 5th, in Kentucky and Louisville. My concern, and I saw the elephant overseas, that sooner or later somebody's going to get killed again. And if it's an innocent bystander, or the media will not care. But if they run into the wrong person, I'm concerned that the media will run with the headline of peaceful protesters slaughtered by a right-wing extremist in mass shooting.
Well, of course. James, you're not predicting something. It's happened already. Whether it's David Dorn, the black police.
Guy,
no, my turn now, James. whether it's Captain David Dawn, gunned down, black retired police officer, bleeding out on the street, live on camera, killed by Antifa and BLM rioters. Or on the flip side, whether it's that young boy in Kenosha who's being attacked by convicted pedophiles who want to kill him, and he shoots them first before they kill him, but he's the one who's being charged with attempted murder. That's exactly what's going to happen. So let me be very clear, James, and God bless you for asking this question. We must not, it's what I say every day at the end of the show, we must not allow them to provoke us into an untenable situation. But if anybody threatens me or my loved ones with lethal force, I will kill them. It's very easy, because that's the law. If they do it to your loved ones, if somebody wants to take your life, you are within your rights to defend yourself with lethal force. It is that simple. Don't be a victim. They want you to be a victim. Don't be provoked. But live with your Second Amendment rights. If you're in a municipality that allows it, get trained, get licensed, and carry. Because they wish to destroy you for political purposes. And you have the right to protect yourself, the right to life, and the right to protect all those who you love. Relief Factor. Are you suffering from any kind of pain, like shoulder, neck, knee, hip? Because if you are and you've tried everything else, I have something that I implore you, you must try this product, which has relieved me, liberated me from pain after 9 years, almost a decade of having lower back pain. It's called Relief Factor. It's from Pete and Seth Talbot. Tens of thousands of Americans are taking it. People like Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Now, let me just repeat a little segment of what she said. My hip pain is gone. That's like me with my lower back. This could be your answer. You deserve to find out. Do it today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. The only thing you have to lose is the pain. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com. Relieffactor.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
Welcome back, dear friends. Happy Friday. Yes, this is America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump, and this is the Salem Radio Network. If you've read my books, you know a little bit of my backstory. I grew up in the U.K. to Hungarian parents who escaped communism. I'm an only child, and I loved it, and I still love it. But my wife comes from a big family, and they like to do family reunions. And the last one was in Bend, Oregon. So like a dutiful husband, I went along. But the day before we left, we had to get some coffees because my wife is a big coffee hound. And my kids took me to a coffee shop downtown. And this is Bend. And I thought, really? Really? What's going to happen? Am I going to get milkshaked in Bend, Oregon at a coffee store? And I go to this really beautiful looking establishment. Inside, it's packed. It is just humming with every kind of individual and very few masks, if any. And then I see this sign. Peaceful protest, big letters, by owners, staff, and patrons against Governor Brown's orders of unequal application under the law by ordering some businesses to close or reduce service without just compensation. And after I met the owner, and after I had one of the best coffees I've had outside of Roma, the Eternal City, You can ask my kids. I was pumping my fist in the air saying, yes, America's back, baby. Why? Because of our guests, Kevin and Krista, the owners of Kavista Coffee in Bend, Oregon. And they've agreed to join us here in America First. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right. First things first. Don't change the recipes for the coffees, okay? Don't touch. You can add to the menu, but don't take anything away because you guys have nailed it. And that maple frosted donut cronut thing is evil. I'm sorry. It's just evil, and I want it delivered to my door every morning, and then I can just roll home to work every day. Okay. Why is that sign on your door, Kevin? Krista, talk to us about the last few months in Bend, Oregon, and your business.
Well, obviously in Oregon, you know, like everywhere else at the beginning, in March of 2020, we did our shutdown. And so then we also got harassed by OSHA, Oregon OSHA, throughout the summer for
local health and safety have been harassing you, saying what?
Basically, we're not enforcing masks enough, and we have too many people in our establishment. And then we had another shutdown just before Thanksgiving, and it was supposed to be just a 2-week freeze is what the governor called it. And we all knew the governor was not going to stick to 2 weeks. And so after that, we closed down for 2 weeks. And after that 2 weeks, we decided we're opening and we're going to open up normal. We're done.
And Krista, how much have you, this cafe, you're not a franchise, it's Kevin and Krista, Kavista Cafe. How much have you been fined by the local health authorities already?
We have about $4,000 from our city and another $37,000 from Oregon OSHA.
I went in there and I saw this massive, massive jar at the end of the counter. And I thought, man alive, they must love this place because that's the biggest tip jar I've ever seen. And I walked up to it and it was full of cash. And I see $37,000 worth of fines. Kevin, Krista, what kind of support? I mean, I love what you're doing because this is discrimination. Some businesses are essential, but you're not. What? Because the people who work for you don't have to feed their kids. Tell us, what has the support been like? What has the reaction been like outside of OSHA from the community in Oregon?
Well, in general, the community is really, a lot of the community has really supported us. We obviously have a lot of haters. We usually call them keyboard Karens. And so we get a lot of that, but we get a lot of support in our community from people that come in, and because it's a place of refuge, really, in our city. It's a place where they can come in and feel normal.
And there's nothing political, right? Anybody can come in and buy a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Anyway, we don't care if you wear a mask. We don't care if you don't wear a mask. We're just running our business, and when we first opened our business, the goal was we wanted a place for community to gather. That's our passion, is for community to get together, and with these shutdowns and for we could only do takeout only, and that's not how we built our business, and we don't thrive that way, and we wanted to run our business the way we initially intended to run it.
And you literally opened just a couple of months before the COVID hit us, right?
Yeah, we opened January 17th of 2020.
And Krista, how hard has it been for you? Because I don't know who's the bigger troublemaker, whether it's Kevin or Krista, or you're both troublemaker. Of course, it's her. You know, behind every great man is a greater woman. But how tough? I mean, because I served in the White House, put my family through the ringer. My kids were attacked. My wife was attacked in the media. Does it make you feel like, okay, maybe I did the wrong thing? Or are you prepared to fight even more?
Well, I guess if you're asking from a business owner perspective or a mom perspective, but in this instance, they're obviously one and the same. I would say that it makes us fight all the more because we say it's been hard, but we wouldn't change anything for the world because we want to be able to lay our heads down on the pillow at the night. We stood up for our business, and if they're going to take us down, we can at least go down fighting. And our kids have watched the whole thing. And they know exactly what's going on, and we haven't hidden anything, and we want them to learn to fight for their freedoms as well.
Do you guys have a GoFundMe page? Is there any way people can support you when it comes to these OSHA fines?
Yeah, we do have a PayPal fundraising account, and there's a link for it there on our website.
Okay. Eric, before this interview is over, put that link up on the Chiron. So it's kevistacoffee.com. That's K-E-V-I-S-T-A, kevistacoffee.com. And if you can put the URL for the PayPal, that would be great. Kevin, as somebody whose parents escaped the dictatorship, my parents suffered under Nazi occupation, and my dad was arrested and tortured and imprisoned by the communists and was eventually liberated. We're not seeing enough Que Vista spirit across America of people saying, hang on, if you want to stay at home, if you want to wear masks, fine, but I've got a business, I've got employees. What is your message in the last minute we've got here? What is your message to other business owners who've tried really, really hard and are on the edge of just surrendering and giving up?
Well, I think at first you can't be afraid. And so that's the biggest one. And I think what we're seeing at a lot of businesses around here, especially restaurants, they're afraid of our liquor control. They're afraid of OSHA, Oregon OSHA. And I think they're almost as afraid of the council calendar culture. They're afraid of being called out, being whatever it may be. But the other thing is you have to know who you are, what you believe, and why did you open your business in the first place? If you can't answer those questions, one, you should probably just close your doors. But two, you got to know who you are and what you believe and stand for that. And, you know, we all get into business for a variety of different reasons. And for us, it was we love people. We love to see people get together and gather. And that's what coffee shops are kind of about. And that's why we did it.
And I got to tell you guys, if you're in the area, if you're visiting, they have the last Blockbusters in America in Bend as well. Stop at this coffee shop. The atmosphere is fabulous. And you can tell there are people of every variety in there, and they're just hanging out in community, drinking the best coffee. Check out the website, support them through PayPal, buy their merch. The beanies are superb. It's kevistacoffee.com, K-E-V-I-S-T-A coffee. God bless you. Keep doing what you do. And I'll be back for another Affogato. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
With House Republicans on track to expel Liz Cheney from her leadership post as early as next week, her likely replacement, Elise Stefanik, is already auditioning for the job. Unlike Cheney, embracing former President Trump in new interviews, telling Trump loyalist Sebastian Gorka that President Trump is the leader
of the Republican Party. Yeah. Am I famous now if scumbags on fake news are using my name? Funny to know. Have I made it now?
What was that program anyway? That's the Today Show. That's big time.
Is that a big deal?
I think so, yeah.
It's amazing. That's so funny. I'm so amused. Trump loyalist, but I'll take that. That's okay. He's only got 74 million supporters, so if I'm loyal to them, that's a good thing, isn't it?
That's a great term.
I love it. We need new bumper stickers. Good stuff. Thank you for catching that. Actually, it was Tom, our colleague. You know who you are, wink, wink, who sent us that video from his home when he was watching it. Was that this morning?
Yes.
And we only interviewed her yesterday.
Well, when the whole entire media is just going after Stefanik now.
Yeah, they are not happy with her replacing Liz Cheney because Liz Cheney's a rhino, and they love rhinos. We're going to take calls in a moment. Laurie, don't go anywhere. But we have to celebrate the failure of Biden, don't we? Did Rush Limbaugh get in trouble for that with Obama? He did. Well, I'm going to do it. So tough. So today, crappy jobs report. Absolutely abysmal. And even CNN was disappointed. Cut three.
Snapshot of the employment situation in the United States. The new jobs report. CNN chief business correspondent Christine Roman's here with me at the desk. We're going to bring in the numbers right now.
Yeah,
so
let's
you can
look
see
at
it
these
here.
Numbers.
And the answer is a giant miss, right?
It is. It's only 266,000 jobs added in the period, which is a real disappointment for April.
It's a giant miss, according to CNN. In that case, what's the reality? Is it a gaping, yawing black hole? Well, let's listen to CNBC that has to read it twice. Got to.
Let's get to Steve because he's got the number. Okay, good. 1.08. Steve, the number.
Wow, it just came across. Give me a second here. We have the number here. Just came across. Sorry about that. It came across very quickly here. It looks like 266,000. It looks like it was a big disappointment at 266,000. But maybe I have that wrong. Let me double check the Bureau website here. 1 second. Yes, 266 is correct. Unemployment changed, little change of 6.1%. So we have some issues here.
266,000
unemployed.
Big revision.
What a bunch of bloody amateurs. His colleague had to get a Sharpie and write the number 266K and hold it up to the camera. Can I do an impersonation? What show is this show? America First? Is that the show? Can we save that one? That is really good, Jeff. I want to save that one. But Sleepy Creepy, he's happy because he just lies. Joe Biden, cut five.
One of the things that that I'm proud of is in the first 100 days that I became president, we have created more jobs in that period of time than any administration in history. But the way I look at that, that's just a down payment getting us back for the American Recovery Act.
If that's the down payment, I hate to see the whole loan. Wow. Joe, you got to try harder. Nobody's believing you. Okay, let's go to your calls. Lori. Oh, no, we've got 2 minutes. Quickly, Lori, Pennsylvania, line one. Lori, are you there? We love Lori.
Yes, I'm here. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Sorry. So was that really today, by the way, that Biden clip?
No, that was when he was in yesterday. That was yesterday.
Okay, that's not what I called about. Anyway, here's my question. Dr. G, I got booted off Twitter, my only social media outlet, about 8 or 12 weeks ago because I spoke some true things about Mr. Dr. Rachel Levine.
Oh, you didn't call her him, did you?
Yes, I did.
Well, that's only the biological truth.
Okay, but wait, that's not really the point. The point is really a follow-on to your first call of the day from Don. By the way, someday you got to figure out how to get Don.
I know, we got to heli back him to the studio or something. I got to meet this voice, dude. That voice is like, we need to meet that
the
voice.
The voice next to your voice? I mean, that would be...
There'll be tremors in the force if we get both of us in the studio, I'll tell you that
much. I mean, you're talking to a person who not only doesn't have a face for TV, does not have a voice for radio. So that's
right.
Why it's
Lori,
like...
Lori, you've been waiting very patiently. We're up against the break.
Here's my question.
No, we're out of time. But I want to hold you over so I can give you a whole segment. Will you stay with us?
I'd love to.
All right. Don't go anywhere, my dear. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
He may have been born in Britain, but now his heart is America's. It's your favorite legal immigrant, President Trump's former strategist, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
It is unseemly to keep a lady waiting, but I think she'll enjoy it again. I want to hear that Trump loyalist Sebastian Gorka. Cut 10, play cut.
With House Republicans on track to expel Liz Cheney from her leadership post as early as next week, her likely replacement, Elise Stefanik, is already auditioning for the job. Unlike Cheney, embracing former President Trump in new interviews, telling Trump loyalist Sebastian Gorka that President Trump is the leader
of the Republican Party, which he is. It's just a statement of fact. Lori, Pennsylvania, welcome back and thank you for your patience.
Oh, Dr. G, thanks for bringing me back. So here's my question, and it's very serious, and I just want to start out by saying I have never been huge into social media myself. I'm an intensely private person when it comes to those things. I foresaw issues with such a wide dissemination of personal views years ago, and I stayed away from it. But I enjoyed Twitter for a while, and I even enjoyed being kicked off. But why are we as conservatives paying so much homage to these two platforms, including their subsidiaries like YouTube? I really despair when I think about your and Don's conversation, and the theme is run through the rest of your show about how can conservatives come together to accomplish something in the very intense and focused way that the other side does. But we can't even get off these two platforms that despise us.
Okay, so let me get you to use your lawyerly skills of analysis. And don't answer with a question, because I know the response, the obvious response.
No, my mother taught me not to do that.
Was it good? Was it an asset for President Trump to have 89 million followers on Twitter?
It was.
There's your answer.
Yes, it was. But they have now.
No, I understand. I understand everything else. But
they have changed their tactics.
Well, no, I mean, they were doing that all the time. They were just waiting until after the election, or after the.
I want to give you a very specific example.
Go ahead.
This week, when the so-called, I will not grace it with the term, but others did, so I'm quoting them. This Supreme Court of Facebook made their decision that Donald Trump will not. We give it too much credibility.
That is true.
I was so disappointed that, I mean, it led the hourly news on the Salem radio network. Why do we pay so much attention to what the stupid Facebook board says? Who cares?
No, there I absolutely agree. The idea that a board of liberals, including a former left-wing deputy prime minister from the UK, is deciding whether a person who they hate will go back on Facebook. Yeah, Nick Clegg.
You're referring to Nick Clegg.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah, former deputy prime minister of the social, the Democrats. I mean, absolutely. I mean, I don't give them any credit. But here's my philosophy, and I struggle with it, but I have yet to be convinced of the opposite.
How did we manage before?
Well, hang on a second. Before doesn't matter, because the media environment has changed weekly. The media environment has evolved so rapidly in just the last 5 years that what went before is irrelevant. It truly is. I mean, let's use pamphlets. No, we can't use pamphlets in an age where information can be dispersed instantaneously the globe wide.
Let me finish my thought.
I'm giving you the whole segment. I don't think I've ever done this for a caller, so just roll with me, please, Laurie.
Yes, sir.
So, you can't win a battle if you're not present on the battlefield. Even if the battlefield is a battlefield of your enemy's choosing and they have the higher ground, you must engage with them. That's to date, that's my logic. And the idea that, look, don't get me wrong, we're on Rumble, we're on Parler, we're on all the alternatives. But to create conservative, and maybe I'm just a mean old git, I want to hammer the Lincoln Project weirdos and pedo protectors every night. I love it. I love going on Twitter, tagging Rick Wilson, the scumbag, Ted Galen, tagging Steve Schmidt and saying, hey, are you still protecting John Weaver, the pedophile? So I can hit them on Twitter with a million followers, and that's important to me. I can embarrass Biden. I can call out BLM. I can call out Antifa. Yes, I'm being throttled. Yes, I'm being censored. But the idea that I just say, ooh, well, they're nasty, therefore I leave the playing field. I'm not convinced yet, Laurie. Your response?
No, I do understand that and appreciate it. Whenever I try to log back onto Twitter, which I occasionally do, my tweet, the reviled one about Mr. Dr. Rachel Levine, is flashed up before me, and I'm commanded to delete it.
I know it's so disgusting.
And then
they're ordering
I would be readmitted to the. But here is my focused question that I alluded to before. You, not too long ago, were suspended from Twitter for making unacceptable allusions to the election fraud we all knew happened. And then you were permanently banned.
No. That was YouTube. I was suspended from Twitter.
I was suspended from Twitter
because I reposted the story about Hunter Biden. But that's another story.
I'm sorry. I misspoke. I meant YouTube the whole time.
Right.
But YouTube am I not correct in thinking that YouTube is somewhat of an alternative platform for a radio host? I mean, we don't need YouTube.
No. It's an additional video platform.
But we can hear you. on the
right,
internet.
But a lot of people use it when they can't hear the radio because it's not broadcast in their vicinity.
Right, but they can also hear you like I do. I have to listen to you online because the signal is too weak here.
Right. So what's your point?
So I'm always listening to you online.
We're almost out of time. What's your point?
We don't need YouTube for people to listen to you.
See.
They have internet.
I get that argument. Yeah, I can. Yeah, no, that I can actually subscribe to, and that's why we're on Rumble, because there is an alternative to Rumble, and we have 100,000 more followers on our new Rumble account than we ever had on YouTube. So yes, I buy. But of course, I agree with you because you're Laurie from Pennsylvania. I knew we'd come to an agreement. Man, I would never like to go up against her in a court of law, but that's why she's on our side. God bless you, Laurie. Great call. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. If you're in daily pain and have found relief nowhere else, please try this product that is providing relief to tens of thousands of Americans, me included. Yes, I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free. But it's not just me. It's people like Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor, and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be you. That should be you. Order the 3 week quick starter pack right now at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
Many of us still live in fear as we go to the grocery store or worry about
walking
our dogs or allowing our children to get a license. I mean, just imagine.
Aren't your girls right driving?
Now, they're driving. Yeah. But every time they get in a car by themselves, I worry about what assumption is being made by somebody who doesn't know everything about them. The fact that they are good students and polite girls, but maybe they're playing their music a little loud. Maybe somebody mm-hmm. sees the back of their head mm-hmm. and makes an assumption. I, like so many parents of black kids, have to, that the innocent act of getting a license mm-hmm. puts fear in our hearts.
When they're not smoking pot, right? Am I confused? Whose kids are we talking about, Michelle Obama? And you know, those cops on Martha's Vineyard, known for shooting first, well known as those desperate, desperate racist cops on Martha's Vineyard when you're just trying to get home in your Ford Pinto, not your S-Class Mercedes. Am I right, Michelle? Oh, you've lived such a hard life. Let's go to Joel, L.A., last call of the day, line two. Joel!
Hello?
Yes, you're on.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Last year, I gave a considerable amount of money to Republican and Trump causes. And I'm getting besieged now with requests for giving more money.
Yes, that's how it works. That's how it works. You give money, they've got your number.
Okay, I don't care about that. I have not heard the Republicans state a guaranteed way they're going to ensure the fair elections. I think the Democrats have far out-snickered them. The Republicans can ask for money. Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell. Why should I give money to them?
Well, you shouldn't give a penny, Joel, to the likes of Lindsey Graham or Mitch McConnell. Not a red saint. What are you talking about, man? They're not Republicans. They're swamp creatures.
So what's your confidence level on legitimacy of upcoming elections?
Well, my confidence level is I joined a private organization called the Election Integrity Alliance this week because I don't trust the RNC. I don't trust the GOP, but I trust people like the AG of Texas. I trust people like the president's former attorney, Jenna Ellis, who've invited me on the board because the Republican establishment will have the election stolen from them again. But don't give the RNC, don't give the GOP money. Give it to individual Trumpian candidates, people who are going to fight and hold the local legislatures to account. We've got to fight. It's up to us. You've got to forget central DC swamp creatures who have a letter R behind them. We've got to get election integrity state by state by state. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. And as ever, it's Friday. Here's the boss.
We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come.